Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
It was great, wasn't it? And where will we go next?
To the roller coaster. I haven't been there since I was 10.
Me neither. But the line is pretty long. Can you see it?
Never mind. I'm determined to go there anyway.
Okay, fine. And after that, we'll drive the bumper cars. And I want to go to the big wheel, too.
You want to do everything. But it's getting cold and windy, don't you think so? Dialogue B.
It's a bit cold today, isn't it?
Yeah, the water is cooler than usual, but my coach says it's for the best.
Why?
Because when you are training for the competition, you need to get used to all temperatures.
But within reasonable limits. I respect your willpower, certainly, but I think I'll skip today's training.
Dialogue C.
Where are we now?
Somewhere over the ocean. If you want to know the precise place, switch on the monitor in front of you or ask the flight attendant.
No need. I just asked to make conversation. It's easier for me to talk, because when I don't talk...
I don't think I understand what you mean, I'm afraid.
I'm just trying to say that flying over the ocean makes me feel really scared, terrified.
Oh, I see. I can tell you one story if you want. I mean, to distract you from your thoughts. Dialogue D. Look, Kate, when you talk about getting lost in the jungle, you need to sound scared. And you sound as if you are enjoying yourself in an amusement park.
Okay, I understand.
Just imagine that any moment you could come across some wild beast, a tiger, or a huge wild monkey.
I'm not afraid of monkeys. They are smart and funny.
Okay, then think about something you are afraid of. Spiders, mice, whatever. I want to hear horror in your voice. Come on, say your lines again. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
It was great, wasn't it? And where will we go next?
To the roller coaster. I haven't been there since I was 10.
Me neither. But the line is pretty long. Can you see it?
Never mind. I'm determined to go there anyway.
Okay, fine. And after that, we'll drive the bumper cars. And I want to go to the big wheel, too.
You want to do everything, but it's getting cold and windy, don't you think so? Dialogue B.
It's a bit cold today, isn't it?
Yeah, the water is cooler than usual, but my coach says it's for the best.
Why?
Because when you are training for the competition, you need to get used to all temperatures.
But within reasonable limits. I respect your willpower, certainly, but I think I'll skip today's training.
Dialogue C.
Where are we now?
Somewhere over the ocean. If you want to know the precise place, switch on the monitor in front of you or ask the flight attendant.
No need. I just asked to make conversation. It's easier for me to talk, because when I don't talk...
I don't think I understand what you mean, I'm afraid.
I'm just trying to say that flying over the ocean makes me feel really scared, terrified.
Oh, I see. I can tell you one story if you want. I mean, to distract you from your thoughts. Dialogue D. Look, Kate, when you talk about getting lost in the jungle, you need to sound scared. And you sound as if you are enjoying yourself in an amusement park.
Okay, I understand.
Just imagine that any moment you could come across some wild beast, a tiger or a huge wild monkey.
I'm not afraid of monkeys. They are smart and funny.
Okay, then think about something you are afraid of. Spiders, mice, whatever. I want to hear horror in your voice. Come on, say your lines again. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.